Mom, are you home?
In the living room, Lillian.
Hey, so listen, I kind of maybe got a teaching job.
What? That's amazing! Congratulations, honey. I'm so proud of you.
Hopefully you still will be.
What was that, sweetie?
Well, the job's in Kirchlingen.
You have to be joking. Germany? You do know about the forest there, right?
Mom, you can't seriously believe that it's haunted. That's just an old legend. It's not real.
Lillian, you know I can't stop you if this is what you really want to do. You are an adult, but you've never lived away from us before, not even in the same city. You really think you'll be all right alone in a creepy old German town?
Mom, I'll be fine. You worry too much. It's been great though, Mom. The move has been really easy, and everyone's been so nice here, and the students are fantastic.
That's good news, honey. I'm just so glad it's working out for you.
It really is. Okay, I'm gonna go get some sleep now, Mom. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye. I can't sleep. If I fall asleep now, I'll get 3 hours before I have to wake up and get ready. Hello? Is anybody there? Man, I must be going crazy. I just really miss Mom. And she did always say that I have an overactive imagination. And that's all for today. Have a good lunch. Joanna, can you come talk to me for a minute?
Yes, miss?
Joanna, your grades are really slipping. Is everything okay?
To be honest, miss, I'm just having a really hard time understanding these last couple lessons.
Why didn't you speak up during class?
It's embarrassing, miss. I feel like I'm the only one who's not getting it.
I understand that. After class today, we can do some one-on-one tutoring. There's no need to be embarrassed.
Really? That would be great. Thank you so much, miss.
Here's my address. We start at 4. And that's why the rule is I before E except for after C. Does that make sense?
Yes. I think I'm really starting to get it. Thank you so much, miss.
Of course, Joanna. I'm so glad. Oh my gosh, it's already 11. We must have gotten caught up in it. You were doing so well.
The buses have already stopped running. I live 2 miles away.
I can't have you walking 2 miles in the dark alone in this creepy town. You can spend the night here. Here's some blankets. You can set them up in the bedroom while I call your parents to let them know.
Miss!
Huh? What? Joanna, is everything okay?
I'm so hungry, miss. I need something to eat.
What? It's 2 a.m.
I'm hungry.
Well, I guess you can make yourself a peanut butter sandwich if you're really that hungry. I'm going back to sleep.
No! I want to go to the 24-hour Denny's. It's just a couple blocks away.
What? Why?
I'm going.
Wait, I can't let you go by yourself. It's 2 a.m. You can't be out in the dark alone. I'll come with you. Just let me grab my coat, okay? Joanna, why did you stop? The diner is a block away.
Miss, I'm not really hungry.
What? Joanna, you wake me up at 2 a.m., drag me out of my bed to take you to Denny's.
I had to get out of that house.
What? What's wrong with my house? I know there are some weird noises, you know, it's just an old building.
That's not why.
What the? Then why?
I woke up and rolled over to face your bed. When I opened my eyes, there was a man under your bed. He looked right at me, and his eyes were completely black.
Ha, 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 ha.